Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our show, Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. And Neil, good morning or good afternoon. I'm all messed up on the time here. We had a power outage today, so we were unable to broadcast at our normal time. We had some issues last week, which we've addressed with Blog Talk Radio. So hopefully things are going to be a little smoother, but unfortunately today we've had a little bit of a hiccup and Wednesday should be much smoother, hopefully. So, again, we're here to take your calls. 914-338-0164 is our listener line. Maybe an abbreviated show today, Neil, because of some commitments we have later in the afternoon, but we are going to be speaking a little bit about what are we talking about today. I know we wanted to talk about the world events that are occurring, but because the show is going to be a little shorter, I think that's best saved till Wednesday. But we can lead into it, of course. You know, do a little introductory chat. And we're going to, of course, take the callers that we have in queue today.
Sure. I mean, our show on Wednesday is going to be more or less more on the world events. But leading up to that show, I thought we might want to talk a little bit about karma and just how dark can karma get, as opposed to, you know, we don't consider that the world is based on karma and we just look at the world as being random events that happen because darkness is on the planet and bad things happen and it's in human nature that inevitably things are going to occur between people, between countries. And that's just the way it is. That's one way of looking at it. The other way is looking at this concept of karma and exactly what is karma and how does it come into the earth and how do we work with it in our personal lives, more or less on a country or national or worldwide basis. And I take karma very seriously because it can get as dark as it can get. I mean, the elements of karma can absolutely attacked seemingly innocent parties. So we're not in a world where just the bad get their just rewards and the good get their just rewards. We're in a world where good people, innocent people can become victims. And that to me is the element of karma. It doesn't always explain everything. Karma doesn't always explain everything, but since we're using the topic of karma on our show today, I want to specify the aspect of how karma does come into our lives. And actually, it's something I deal with every day in terms of my clients. People will call up all the time and say, why are these things happening to me? Why can't I beat the odds? Why can't I get what I want? I do everything. I meditate. I pray. I'm a good person. I do everything right. And why do I see other people succeeding and I'm the one left behind? I mean, to me, it's difficult, but sometimes my answer is karma itself. Karma can take us into areas where it's the only definition that seems to make sense, even though it's not maybe not agreeable. So So when we're talking, too, about the element of what happened in the world in the recent strike in France, Paris, again, that to me is something that I have a personal connection to in terms of the prediction. It's something that I wrote about probably, 15 years ago, I would say. I was starting to predict these things. And even before that, I was talking about events that were going to be occurring in the United States, more or less Paris. But to me, this is too the element of karma. And we're dealing with how dark karma can get. It can attack anyone at any time. It doesn't matter who you are, what kind of life you've been born into. It's there. And so the question is, where does it come from? And my answer to that is past lives. We produce karma. So karma is something that comes within the history of our soul's journey. And basically, we have to kind of also determine how karma can be connected to our birth date numbers. When I look at a birth date number, is it possible, the question is it possible for me to see a dark karma in a birth date? Yes, I can see dark karma in birth dates. Numbers that concern me when I'm looking at karma. 11's always concerned me. There's this theory that 11 is a positive high number. What do they call it?
I'm not sure, but, you know, there's the 11-11 portals that supposedly opened. Apparently, the portal opened to this wonderful event. But anyway, you know, people think it's the number of twin souls.
No. 11 has nothing to do with, because there's two ones facing each other and they look like stick figures. That has nothing to do with twin soul energy. 11 is a symbolic number all on its own. And it's not determined by its configuration.
No, and the fact is there are some facts regarding 11 that will be revealed in our book. Of course, we're not going to talk about them today, but that are pretty mind-blowing when you get into what 11 really does mean, the theory behind 11. So obviously that's for a later date, but it has nothing to do with, you know, transcendence or ascension. Also, I know that zero is a concerning number in a birthday code.
Zero is a concerning number. It can be very concerning. Tens can be the zero factor. But we have to remember that the zero factor in a birth date can also have a divine connotation to it. It's a complete number, so there can be something divine in it. But when I look at it, when I'm reading someone's energy and karma, I consider a zero that follows a number. I don't, you know, if you're born in January, I don't designate that as 01. I don't put a zero there. I don't have
right,
to.
But in a 30, for instance, born on the 30th or 1930, there's a zero.
Yeah, then it would be then it would be significant.
Or on the 10th or the 20th, that's where a zero can occur. Or the 10th month.
Yeah.
But you have to activate in terms of the divine essence of zero, that number has to be activated in such a way that the divine essence can start to be a vibrational energy.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be present. Usually if someone's facing karmic issues and they have a zero, we know that the zero is not activated in a positive way.
No, it isn't. And so zeros hold a certain energy field. We're working on a book together and, we're going to be talking more at length of the nature of what a zero is in terms of numerology and past lives and things like that. And I want to emphasize again, zero isn't always negative. So it can be, in some instance, it can be a divine number. So I want to get that across. And 11s aren't always negative. I don't want us to make a blanket statement.
But every number has duality. That's the bottom line. So I think what our statement about 11 is, that yes, there can be a very dark energy surrounding 11, but all numbers have duality. So saying something is completely, a number is completely dark or completely light is just not accurate.
Not accurate. I will say, though, that 11s hold more negative
energy
than any number I know of. I'm very leery of 11 numbers. There's a dense history regarding 11 and how it ever got positioned into being a divine number, a sacred number. 11, 22, 33 is to me a gross miscalculation
in the
representation of what the number is.
Well, 22, I mean 22 and 33 do have some sacred elements. I mean, the 22, isn't it?
Yeah.
The number of books in the...
Yeah, in the Jewish Testament.
But Torah.
But the attitude of 22, 33...
It's a multiple of
44, because it's become a multiple of 4. I'm mainly dealing more with the energy of 11. And after years of study in terms of the element of 11, I will be talking about this more in our book. I've established a theory that there is something rather
major.
Major
theory is pretty crazy, but some people don't maybe like our 11 talk. But anyway, what I want to say is that this event did occur in the 11th month. Now, there are horrible events that occur in every month, so mm-hmm. we're not necessarily saying that.
I don't want to offend people. I think that 11 can hold a sacred space. I'm not saying that, I think there's a noteworthy argument for the case that 11 does hold a certain energy field that can be very, very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And the month of November is sometimes a very, very difficult month.
Yeah, I recently went through something in my personal life that was difficult and dramatic. And before this event happened, I started seeing 11:11 on the clock. And I got really worried. You know, a lot of people think they see 11:11 on the clock and it means something divine is happening. And of course, for every person, it's different. Sometimes you look at the clock and it's 11:11. And it means nothing.
Nah.
But in this case, it was connected to something that occurred that was not a great positive event. Neil, we do have a lot of callers,
okay.
But I want to let people know that we're going to be discussing this in more detail on Wednesday. And in fact, I am posting an excerpt on our Facebook today from Occultus Liber, which Neil wrote. And it is a massive book. We've talked about it on the radio show before, but I edited it, actually. I copy-edited the book. And we were reading last night, and the reference that I'm going to post, the excerpt, actually references the Paris attacks, the month of November, the Paris attacks, a nightclub. So I'm going to be posting that, and it ties it to 9/11, which there is a link between these two events. Whether you believe it was a false flag event or not.
Not in this case, no.
Well, a false flag means that it was perpetrated by the government. So, you know, well, we have a different opinion. But anyway, I'll be posting it today. We are going to take some calls. So let's take our first person in line here, 305. Deanna, hi. Hi, how are you?
Well, we're like everybody else, you know, concerned.
Sure.
Concerned.
Sure.
What's new? My health has not been that good for the last 4 days. I think I'm going to overcome it, but just looking forward to better times. Now that I've reached my 66 times 11...
Right. That's right. You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 6 times 11, 66. Double my beautiful 6 number.
And what's going on in the job aspect?
Well, the one good thing is that last week I was called in to work, so I did go to work on Thursday. And that was an opening in a way. I don't know when the next assignment will be. But that was positive.
Okay, so are you specifically wondering about your health today?
Overall, my year. my year or this the next coming weeks.
So Neil,
I'm still in jeopardy.
Deanna just turned 66.
Okay.
And so she's wondering about what's going on because she just had a birthday.
Okay. So you just had a birthday and you are 66.
Exactly.
And okay. So what's your Deanna, what's your birthday?
11-8-49.
11-8-49.
Right, 42-6.
11-8-19-49. 33-6.
33-6.
And you are going to be. Right. Yeah. And you're 66 years old?
Yeah. So yeah. She was talking about her 11 times 6 element.
Well.
And I think that on the past show, Neil, you had talked about this being a time where things are going to start maybe opening up for her.
Yeah. The thing about your situation, Deanna, is your master number is 6. You're 66, so that's 11 cycles of 6. 11 is the month you were born, so that's all rather significant. Also, your 11 becomes a 2 in your month, and that coupled with the 9 in your year is another 11. So you got the idea that you've had your troubles, and I know you well enough to know that you've had your troubles and tribulations and trials and difficulties in getting through the world. To me, this is centered around the aspect of your 11 in your energy field, not your master number. Your master number has a unique energy field towards the third eye, the sixth chakra. And it's composed of a 3-3, which is in itself a kind of a mystical spiritual energy. So what happens now that you are 66 years old and you've gone through your 11th cycle of your master number? Well, what's gratifying, Deanna, is that the following number in your birth date is an 8, because you're born 11-8. So when we get to that 8 essence, now that is a high number for you. That's a rebirth number. That's a power number, a money number. There's things in that 8 that really are outstanding in terms of the quality of life that you can have, especially since you've gone through 11 cycles of 6, and we know, once again, that 11 was the month you were born. So as we move from 66 to approximately 72, and at 72, don't forget, 72, that's 7 times 6. So you're going to be going through, that would be 72, 72 would be 7 times 6. So let me see what's going on here.
7 times 6 is 42. But 72 would be 7 times 12.
72,
yeah,
no, 12. Let me see what 72, I'm sorry, 72 is going to be 16 cycles.
Right.
12 cycles. So you're going to be entering your 12th cycle. You're going to be entering your 12th cycle when you turn 72. So we're at an element between 66 and 72, between your 11th and 12th cycle. Now, that, I think, is going to bring you probably some renewal of energy. So you right now, I know that you're having maybe perhaps some difficulty in your living situation. Are you still having that, Deanna? Are you still concerned about your living?
Yes, I am. Definitely.
Well, but you're still there.
Yes, I am here, but it is a temporary situation.
You're out of your residence that you're having the issues in.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, she's been out of there for several months.
Yeah, she's out of there, but where she is right now, where you are right now, you are specifically
in jeopardy.
So what can we look at, Deanna, that might get you out of that zone this year? Well, there may be some saving grace in where you are living right now to where there might be an extension, because for some reason where I'm seeing you right now, you could be there another year. Are you right now concerned about leaving at any given time? Like, it could it be happen at any time that you can leave?
Yeah, probably, you know, a couple months or less than 2 months or 3 months, something like that.
And have you discovered yet any possibility that you may be able to extend your time beyond that? Is there anything in your scope, your field of vision that has manifested yet that...
If I work, I'm in a good situation because my work is well remunerated. But if I don't work, and right now I didn't work for the last 3 months, so I'm in jeopardy right now. If I work, I can make it better. Plus, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done with regards to the property, which is still untestate or intestate, and has to be transferred over to my cousin, who is in an invalid situation. And that would require money. So, money would definitely help the situation.
Well, money would help the situation, but I see you working. Work coming up. I see work coming towards you. So I think that you're going to be working.
Okay.
Are you
I said, last week I was called in to work. I'm wondering if there's going to be a frequency of, you know, assignments in the next few weeks. Does that
slow
me down?
What I think, Diana, is that I see you having some work coming up. So I think that you've got to be actively involved in seeking it and pursuing it. But given that you go that far, I see work coming.
That's good.
So I see work coming, Diana, but you got to be active. It's just not going to fall in your lap. Be active.
Well, the way I work, it does fall into your lap, you know, because it's the institution that calls me. My calling them is leading anywhere.
In that situation, then I see work coming your way. So let's start with that note, and we'll work with that, Diana, and give us a call back.
Okay, Diana.
All right, I'll be listening. Thank you so much, and
okay,
I wish you a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too. Okay, so callers, we've got several, Neil, so I don't think we're going to be able to end early today. We're going to go for the full hour. I want to let callers know what the order is. 908-917 is next. Then 971, then we have an international caller and a private caller and one from 415. So hopefully we're going to be getting to everybody. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
There's a lot of background noise. I don't know if you can get to a quieter spot, but that's going to be a little disruptive.
Yeah, I'm moving out to that now. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. So, how are you?
So good to connect. I'm good. I just wanted to check in and see what is coming up to the forefront.
Okay, the forefront for Eva.
What's coming up in the forefront? What I see, Eva, coming up in the forefront is I'm seeing what I'm looking at is a relationship.
She's been asking about that, so, on past shows. So that's good.
That's what I'm seeing right now. You're asking the question, and it just hit, the first thing that hit me was a relationship. I see a relationship coming.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I think that part of it is karmic. So it's somebody coming from your past life. So it may be, you know, that doesn't mean you have to know them in this lifetime already, but they are a past life human being from a past life. Now, there might be something similar in that, having met this person, that you will see similar connections to them in this lifetime. Like maybe you went to the same school, or there was something about the same state. There'll be some coincidence that occurs between the two of you in your dialogue that will say, you'll say, gee, I was there, or I did that. And that will be the kind of surface level of a deeper root to a past life connection. But anyways, to answer your question, because we've got a lot of callers today, apparently, relationship coming, and it's past life, and it feels kind of promising.
So it would be like a relationship that we're connecting to, like maybe get clear karma, or, you know what I mean? Like I'm thinking
past life. Past life relationships, there's so many different ways to analyze what makes up a past life connection and why it's here in our life and what we're supposed to do with it. Sometimes it's to receive the karma and to clear it up, and then you have closure and you move on. Sometimes there's enough breath in the relationship that after the karma is resolved, there's a place of renewal for the relationship. This one seems like there's some potential for renewal. So it means that there's some kind of karmic element between the two of you that has to get cleared up. And then from there, it can transcend into something rather nice. That's when relationships get over a certain hurdle, and then they keep growing from that point. That's a transcendent, more or less a higher agenda of transcendence. Of course, you know, relationships can have turmoil. You get back together again, then there's turmoil, and so they eventually break up. And that can be destiny too. But I think in this regard, we're looking at something that has potential.
Yeah, nice. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good. And let
Thank
us know.
You. Okay.
Bye. Okay. Neil's number, 562-596-7818. 917 is our next caller. Hello? 917, are you there? Nope. Okay, moving on to the next, 971.
Hello.
Hi, 971. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kay.
K-A-Y?
Yep.
And your birth date and location, please.
May 5th, so that's 5/5/1986, Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
I think this is our first conversation.
Quite possibly, yes.
Okay. So what is your question? Okay.
My question is work related. If anything's going to come through this month or next month,
yeah.
Or
I told you, Kay. I don't know who you are, but my thought was
okay.
That you were going to.
I don't know who you are either.
Yeah, we're strangers in the day. I thought that you were going to ask something about work. That was what my thought was when I first heard connected to your voice. And I see you getting, first of all, you're going to be getting work. That's first. Secondly, there's something about a career choice. Have you so far ever worked for yourself? Have you ever been self-employed?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're trying to get out of it. You see, I don't know you, and here I think self-employment, that's what you've been doing. You're trying to get out of it. So I see work coming. If nothing else in this reading, they're brief radio readings, you know, I see you getting a job and more in the desired corridor, or what do you want to call it, the vision that you're looking for, there's going to be something there. Now, I want to ask you something. Throughout your whole lifetime, you're 35 years old. You had a change a year ago.
Is that right?
35.
She's 29. She's
29. Oh, I'm sorry. 29 years old. You're 29
yeah.
years old.
Okay.
You're
34/7, right?
You're 29 years old. You're still within your karma. I want to ask you something, Kay. Have you ever, in any way, shape, or form, done any kind of teaching, tutoring, assistance, kids, teenagers, children? Have you done anything like that? It can also be in regards to art, anything.
Yeah, I have both. Maybe like 5 years ago.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I taught basic media production and basic IT to kids that were part of the at-risk margin.
Yeah. See, again, I'm telling you that I don't know you. I got that. That is a vibration I'm getting. It's not has anything to do with your numbers or your birth date. It's just an energy I'm getting from you. And so from there, I'm going to make this big leap to the present and tell you that a job's coming. I can't get into details about that job on the radio, but because I don't have time. But I'm telling you, a job's coming, and I'm using this validation, this one, the self-employment, two, the fact that you taught kids, as a source of a foundation for my prediction that work is coming for you, and you're going to be quite happy with it. Also, you're going to be involved. There's going to be in your environment more animals. There's going to be something about animals around you. Do you have any animals now, pets?
No.
Do you know anyone with pets? Do you know anyone who's talked about animals?
I have friends that do have pets, yes.
Okay. Well, we don't have time, but there's something, that clue there, travel down it like a detective, is going to ultimately have some other further suggestion about your work. You're not going to be working with animals, but I'm using these assorted clues and connections to help you gain more information towards your goal.
Okay. And you don't see, do you see something coming in by the end of the month or end of the year?
By the end of the year is a better choice than the end of the month. The end of the month is, you might get something around, November 28th? When is that? Somewhere around, maybe around November 28th. I didn't even know what
that is. That's like 10 days, 12 days from now, about 2 weeks.
That's a Saturday, yeah. You might get something in that category. Have you ever worked in communications?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the style of communication.
Well, what field are you
I work in production.
Production
like in television production or
radio? Yeah, like commercials, film.
No, that's communication.
Yeah, exactly.
In my world,
TV,
Kay, that's communication.
Radio, communication.
So the answer, let's go back. The answer is yes, you work in communication. You're not a seamstress. You work in communication. You work in the element of communicating visual energies and information, whatever it is, to the public at large in some capacity. So you're going to be having, I see some work in there. So no, it's okay. Communications is the right connection. So something's coming up. Maybe November, December, maybe that might be a good rough choice.
Yeah, and Kay, we always like to hear updates from our callers. So definitely give us a call back and let us know. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And forgot to let everybody know how to follow us. We are on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, where you can also follow us and our radio show. Okay. Let me try to bring on 917 again. 917, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi. We tried to bring you on earlier, but you were not there. We're fine. What's your name?
I'm sorry, Tina.
Tina. Hi. And your birth date, please, Tina.
11/27/73.
Okay, coming up birthday here.
Yes, at the same time as Thanksgiving, I'm excited. Yes.
Yeah. All right. What's your question? You're from New York. Is this New York number?
It's a New York number, but I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, New York is too much. New York is too much. Anyway, I would like to ask about my relationship or anything else Spirit has for me.
Okay.
Your relationship?
Yes.
Where's the divorce? Are you divorced? Are your parents divorced? Are your a sibling divorced? Where's the divorce in your immediate family?
women. Well, my boyfriend is getting a divorce. Is that what you're picking up?
Oh, that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Because he's getting a divorce. So.
Yeah.
So that, see, he's past life family for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's past life family for you, and he's getting a divorce. So I said, who's in your family getting a divorce? And you said, well, no one in my family. My boyfriend's getting a divorce. So one, the divorce is true to life. And the fact that I said family also tags this guy as past life family. So your connection with him should be pretty clear once his divorce is cleared. If you two are really in love, this should be a happy union.
Absolutely, yes. I understand that. Yes.
Well, I mean, if he's, you know, I don't have time to go into his birthday, but I can tell you this, on the platform of this radio reading, this should be a great relationship because I got divorced, family. He's getting divorced. I think he's past life family, so you're reuniting now as boyfriend, girlfriend, and that could mean ultimately maybe a marriage.
Yes.
Okay, so there you go.
So there you go. Today is over.
Today
is the deli
menu, you know. Who's got the next thing?
No, this is drive-through numerology. Drive-through numerology. Thank you.
Yeah, drive-through, yeah. Fast food.
Well, it really is on this show because we get so many callers. We have to move pretty quickly. And I guess he's picking up on your New York vibe or New Jersey vibe. I don't know.
You got the pastrami on rye into the pickle.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Tina, and you know you're welcome to call back. We're feeling rushed today. I think it's because we had a power outage. For those of you who are just tuning in, but that kind of our sketch show is normally on at 10 a.m. Pacific, so we got everything.
Oh, is that why? I look in the mirror. I see all these gray hairs.
You're like getting the mail in the middle of the show. I'm trying to like hold off Diana. You're talking to the mail lady. This is like not exactly the normal setting we have.
And nothing but professional.
I'm like,
on our
God,
show.
What is going on here? Okay. We have a caller from somewhere in another part of the world, not the United States. It's an international caller, so I don't know what this code is here. They'll have to inform us, enlighten us. Who is this, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep. I had called into the show a few months back, actually.
Oh, yeah, we remember you.
What's his name?
Deep. D-E-E-T.
D-E-E-P, as in deep sea,
deep
water.
Okay. And what is your birth date again, please?
It's 24th April 1978.
He's from the UK, I believe. And last time calling about a relationship with somebody,
you have a very sharp memory.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So that was with a coworker, was it not?
It was a coworker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What transpired in that scenario, Steve?
I was waiting for her to come out of her relationship, and I met her a couple of times, and she left the company. She's somewhere else, and I am giving her time and space to get in touch with me. But my question is with regards to my work, actually, if I can ask.
Sure.
Yeah, so I got a letter from the HR on Thursday evening saying that I need to see the managing director and the HR today. And today I was laid off with 2 weeks' notice.
Oh, no.
Saying that because the policy has changed and people who are not at the top of the performance ladder are asked to leave, who are not seen to progress within the company into the next promotion level. So I wanted to get some insight from Spirit, if I can, with regards to my next job, timing, or anything which will help me work towards finding my next job.
Okay, let me figure something out here, Deep. why am I getting the number? I know you're born in April. Your master number is 8, but why am I getting 4 around you? Let me ask you this. How many siblings do you have, if any? How many do you have?
I have a sister. She's also born in April.
Oh, so you had a sister born in April, and I was getting a 4 around you. So, and I mentioned April even in that comment. So what I'm picking up on is your sister born in April. That's why I'm picking up a 4 around you. Are you close to your sister?
I am, but you're probably picking up a friend I've met, a girl I've met recently. She's also April born, and I'm getting close to her.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you're going to be a gigolo in your next show. Right? You know, what I'm thinking is there's a lot of, you know, these fours have a lot of women energy around you. So I don't know. I mean, what's coming up? Who around you is really into not that you have to be, but who around you is really into fashion, clothes, that kind of world? Who can you pick around you that is really into things like that?
I can't think of anyone. I'm an IT consultant, and I lead a very dry life. I dress for work, and I don't have a lot many friends, leave alone anyone who is into fashion and...
Okay, how about this new girl? How about this new girl that's born in April, this new girl you met?
Yeah, she is. She's quite down to earth, and she wears clothes to work, not very fashionably, but she's well dressed.
You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do with you, Deepa, what I've decided to do with you is I'm going to put some color of energy into your life. It sounds like you're by your own mouth. I kind of lead a dry life. It's kind of boring. I just do my life. I think what we need, and you weren't promoted and you got laid off, and this is not a good vibe for me. So I've decided to kind of send you a package of energy that is going to be delivered by a spirit energy, a guide, an angel, if you will, that is going to bring color to your life, variety, color, excitement, an intensity of motion and movement. So I'm going to put something around you that I think, instead of making a prediction, I'm going to send something to you that is more in the idea of promoting something of highlight into your life. So that would mean that maybe by December 15th, before Christmas time, you're going to be getting a job and really being happy with it, and maybe having a little bit more color in your life with this new gal you've met. I'm going to do that. Let's see what happens when I do that. I mean, you're 37 years old. You had a change at 35. Your master number is 8. There's no reason why you can't find this year to be an exciting one. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I want to experiment with. So get back to us and let me see how my attempts here are working out for you, okay?
Sure, I will. Much appreciated. Thank you for sending the
energy. Thank you, Deep. Thank you so much for your call. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have a private caller. Wes.
Okay, no, okay. That's fine.
Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sylvie.
Oh, hi, Sylvie.
Hi, Sylvie.
It's S-Y-L-V-I-E, and I know you're a 34-7, but I don't remember your birth date.
Okay, it's November 6, 1979.
79. I thought you were November. A happy birthday.
Thank you.
34-7. What's your question?
It's surrounding, I guess, a couple of things, but I feel like there's a whole bunch of blocks in multiple areas in my life. I can't seem to be manifesting money or love or any kind of abundance. I don't know if I feel like I'm working really hard but not getting anywhere.
Oh, boy. Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Well, that's okay.
I don't know. I mean, you had a change 2 years ago, Sylvie. I can't recall that I talked to you before. 2 years
yes.
ago you had a change. Did you have a change? What happened 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I decided to move back to the city from a hiatus because of health-related reasons.
Okay. Is there any asthma in your family? Anybody with heart or asthma or breathing problems?
One of my brothers did when he was younger.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I need to know. I got to get these tags. One of your brothers did. What do you have, two brothers, three brothers? What do you have?
I have three.
Okay. Well, we don't want, why should you go through life without making money and having a love relationship? There's no reason for it. I mean, you're born in November, and we were just talking about that element of November having trouble. But, you're a 34-7. 34-7s is going to be, okay, so I'm seeing somebody who is in, again, I'm using this word communications. So I think your next relationship is going to be somebody involved in communications. I mean, it could be, communications is a broad topic, but somehow they're in communications. They deal with that. Have you yourself ever been even a mild interest in communications, radio, TV, writing? Have you ever had anything like that?
Yes, actually, all of the above. I'm an actor, but I do voice work as well.
You're an actress and you do voice work as well?
Mm-hmm.
She does voiceovers.
Oh, voiceovers.
Yeah, she does commercials and things like that. So she's in that field.
I didn't know. Kristen did, but I didn't know, and I don't.
Neil doesn't go on the internet at all. So I'll see people post on Facebook, but he doesn't.
Okay,
so
I didn't. Just trust me, I didn't know.
No, you did not know.
So I'm seeing something good. I had a client that was major in voiceovers and did all the voiceovers. She's I can't mention her, but she was very famous in her field.
She had a full company.
She has a company. She does all the
major films and stuff.
Very famous. I can't say her name over the air, but that's just something I recall. But I think with you, Sylvie, that's what I'm seeing. And I got the idea that you were all of the above, so I got that on raw material in my mind. And so you're going to be in a relationship and having some work soon. And I don't know.
Okay.
It seems like today I've got some kind of strange angel hanging behind me. So maybe the angel's going to be helping people on the radio today. These angels, sometimes I do a radio show and they pop in. Sometimes I don't even know who they are. I turn around, they're staring at me, and I go, oh, okay. And maybe they're helping. So we might get some help today with you.
I've been doing some angel meditations, actually, recently. So maybe
that's
part of
why.
It.
Mm-hmm. That's why, because she seemed, I didn't mention anything about angels until now. And maybe that's why this angel's tapping me on the back and letting me, and nodding at you. So that's must be why.
Fantastic. And I am currently in a relationship with another actor, and this is the one I had called about before. So I don't know if that's what you're picking up.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Well, no, I remember. But you're having problems in that relationship. I mean, that's why you're calling. So maybe that will either resolve within the relationship, or maybe someone new is coming in. What do you think, Neil, before we move on to the next caller?
With this...
She's having problems in her current relationship.
Mm, well,
and I believe they're at 11 together, if I'm remembering correctly. There's something regarding 11 between them.
I don't know. I'm all for relationships and working problems out, and I believe in all that. But if this is too much trouble, what I can tell you, Sylvie, is that there's somebody beyond this one. So you don't have to think this is the only thing in town. It isn't. And I'm talking to you from a psychic perspective. So don't panic. Don't panic over this. If it works out, keep it. If it doesn't, don't panic. Because I think what I'm seeing might be beyond what you're dealing with. Unless you two can work it out, then keep it. But
you
don't
had
worry
mentioned
about
a past life connection. That's why I'm very curious about this one.
The one you're in now?
Yes.
Yeah, if we're going back on that topic, I would have to have more time to deal with it. We don't have time today, but I would have to kind of get in and feel more about the energy and the movement of that. But I can't do it on the radio today.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, Sylvie, let us know how things progressed. And
thank you so much.
She can always call Neil directly. You're very welcome. 562-596-7818. Okay. Let us see. I've got 415. We've got very little time. So
how much time do we have?
We have 8 minutes and we've got two callers left. 415, who's this?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. Kate, your birthday, man.
9/22/67.
9/22. She's a 9/22.
67.
I'm a 9.
Some people we have some people we deal with that are 9/22s. So yeah,
they must be great people.
1383. Not as great as you.
Oh,
no. Okay. So she's a 9. What's going on?
Oh, I've heard all year about relationship coming in, and it always seems to be in 3 months you'll meet somebody. In 3 months you'll meet somebody. So it always it seems to be stuck in the future.
Oh, okay.
You mean other people have read you and they said you're going to have a relationship in 3 months and it never happens?
And then in 3 months, they say someone else says it's in 3 more months, correct.
Okay, I'm going to make a prediction. You're going to be in a relationship in 3 months. No, I'm just kidding. let's get off that zone. I don't like the 3 month. I don't know why people are saying that.
We didn't say that, did we?
Did I say that?
No, never. No, I've never asked about relationships.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Didn't think so.
Let's see. Who around you has recently had a baby?
My niece.
Okay. So far I just hit something. So your niece just had a baby. Ah, you're going to have a relationship in 3 months. No, I'm okay, your niece had a baby. Your niece had a baby. Okay, here's what I can see. I'm seeing somebody, I'm seeing a relationship coming. So I've only got 4 minutes per reading on these last two readings. So I see a relationship coming. Now, this isn't the relationship. Don't worry about it. I don't want to shock you. This has nothing to do with your relationship. But do you know or have you known anyone ever named Judy?
No, that's not a common name. I can't think of that.
It's not a common name. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. This has nothing to do with your relationship, but it's a landmark.
Okay.
I want you
okay.
to wait for a Judy to be around you. I don't care, you know, if Judy is serving you coffee at a restaurant.
Right.
I just look for a Judy first.
Got it.
And then right after that, I see this relationship coming in. So that, you know, I know this is kind of like rough draft stuff, but that's what I'm seeing. You got to look for the Judy first, and then after the Judy, this relationship comes in. How about the name Carrie or Gary? Have you ever known those names in your life?
No, not yet.
Okay. So I'm in your future. I'm not in your past and not in your present. I'm in your future. I'm going ahead to try to figure out why, you know, where this relationship is. And so far I've got these sticks I came back with of Judy and either a Carrie or a Gary. Now you got to look for those names coming up because when they come up, I think that somewhere down the line you're going to be connecting with this new person. And real quick, anybody, did you ever know anyone who had a pilot's license or who could fly a plane?
Yes, my friend does.
Okay, so that's good. The last little bit of information I'm going to give you, that one's a current validation. So
yes.
We've got the niece and the pilot, and let's wait for the rest to come in.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hi, 951, it's Nathaniel. Good morning, Nathaniel. 9157-2810-1. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good.
Just feeling pretty good in the grooving.
All right. Well, anything new? What's your question? We've got like 4 minutes left of the show, and we do have to stop today right on time. So,
Just anything that you have. I don't know. I could ask a question, I suppose, but do you see me getting a car real soon?
A car.
Do I see you getting a car? Who around you, Nathaniel, smokes cigarettes?
Not to too many people, but I know, I do know some smokers.
Well, the people. Oh, really? You know some smokers?
Yeah, I don't really like to have. I really don't like smokers, actually. But
I didn't think you did. I didn't think you liked them. I don't like them either. I didn't think you did. Do any of those smokers have any connection to people who would be selling cars or having a car available?
You know, Pete's a Virgo gentleman that I know, and he wants me to kind of go into business out here for him, and he kind of knows people in the car business.
Okay, go to him. Go work him over and get in good with him and see if he can make you a connection to a car.
Okay.
Peter
Sheldon.
Yeah. So it would be Pete's car, not Pete's dragon. Just go to him and figure out, you know, he maybe wants you to work with him. I don't know. We can't get into those details, but you might want to try.
He actually wants me to do a delivery service out here. So, I might ask him to provide me with a car in condition for the work he wants me to do or whatever.
Okay. Then that seems to be our clue on the radio today. To walk on that one. Let's see where it takes us. I don't know. Try it. You know, we got enough psychic stuff going on to investigate it.
Great.
Well
last time you said you saw E in the letter, and I did call Ed, and I called my brother, and Ed's in Italy.
Ed's in Italy.
Lucky Ed.
Yeah, Ed. But I think it might have been Elizabeth. You gave me E name because I saw her in about an hour and she seemed really upset or something. You know, she was a bus driver and she wanted me.
She's a bus driver. I don't know. We got a lot of things.
Yeah,
cars
I know.
Going on the bus driver. Ed in Italy. I don't know what that. I don't have time to get into that, but that's still a little bit intriguing to me.
Yeah,
but,
call back Wednesday, Nathaniel, or another day, and we can get more into that aspect. But for today's show, that's all we've got time for. You're welcome. You're welcome, Nathaniel. Right. Thanks for calling. And that's a wrap for today, Neil. We're back on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, our regular time. Thanks for joining us all. Bye-bye.